man considered the biggest drug trafficker in South America is in police custody. Luis Fernando de Costa was seized over the weekend near Colombia's border with Brazil after a two-month manhunt. De Costa had escaped from a Brazilian prison in 1996. He moved to Colombia, where authorities say he developed ties with Colombia's largest rebel organization, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. NPR's Martin Casti is in Rio de Janeiro. How was De Costa captured?
Well, Bob, it was quite dramatic. The Colombian army has been out in the jungle for a couple of months now trying to find him, trying to capture him. They've had something like 5,000 troops as part of the overall operation. Finally, a smaller group forced down a small plane he was traveling in on Thursday. That was forced down to land, and he escaped with a couple of his co-travelers into the jungle. They went after him, and finally on Saturday, after a 48-hour encircling maneuver, he just gave himself up. This is about 100 miles from the Venezuelan border and north of the Brazilian border with Colombia. So quite a dramatic finale to a very intense manhunt.
Pretty big effort to arrest one man.
He's important to the Colombians and the Brazilians for a number of reasons. Probably the most important is that the Colombians and other governments allege that Costa has built up an arms for cocaine smuggling operation. Basically, he came out of the Rio favelas here, the poor parts of Rio, and in the early 90s became one of the biggest coke suppliers in the region, was jailed, then escaped, went to Colombia and set up this deal where he basically, according to the authorities, imports or smuggles guns into Colombia via Suriname and Paraguay and other places, and then exports for them cocaine into Brazil. Now, this is important to the authorities because it shows, if they're correct about this, that the FARC, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, do have direct connections with drug trafficking and may even be directly operating it through him. And so they've been very, very anxious to catch him and show this connection.
What are the political implications of his capture?
Well, if it's true that Costa is doing this for the FARC, for the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, it really deals a blow to Colombian President Andres Pastrana's efforts to get a peace deal with the same group. The peace negotiations, which have been dragging for the last 2.5 years, are based on the stated assumption, that the FARC are not in the drug business. The FARC admit that they tax drug producers in their regions, but they adamantly say that they are not drug dealers. Now, if some of the people that were captured along with Costa can be shown to be FARC operatives, the money men, basically, he was in FARC territory as well, then that really undermines that whole peace process, which is already on life support. Most Colombians in polls now say they no longer think that kind of a deal is feasible with the FARC, that peace is not possible, and the suspicion is growing that the FARC is nothing but a glorified drug cartel.
NPR's Martin Casti in Rio de Janeiro.